Have you ever heard of Plato? Aristotle?
Yes.
Moron.
You are correct, sir.
We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
Welcome to Atomic Trivia War 9000, the show where geek cred is on the line. We don't keep track of any points, and everybody here is sworn not to Google any of the answers. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. Today, as always, we have Omar hailing from Costa Rica. He's a guitar-toting desperado. How are you doing, Omar?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Very, very nice. And we have returning from the northern wastelands of Canada, Kevin, a Royal Mountie. How are you doing?
Ahoy, hoy.
And then we have joining us Graziella Maddie from New York City. She's a Japanese schoolgirl. How you doing, Graz?
Oh, well, is that, do I have to be?
Well, you don't necessarily have to be, but I just know now that I wield control over not only your profession, but also your ethnicity.
That sounds good.
And fans of Fast Karate for the Gentleman will recognize the name Graz. That's because in the other corner opposite her, in their apartment from New York, we also have David Riley, a crusader against the dino sympathizers.
What's up, guys?
How's everything going over in New York?
Pretty good. I guess it's cold.
We're really glad to have you on. Thanks for being on. We really appreciate it.
I'm happy to do it. This is almost an exclusive. This is like people always asking, you want to be on a podcast? And I'm like, eh. But you had the spunk.
That's right.
When I saw that email, I knew that there was no way I could say no.
Just have it be known right now that I'm full of spunk. I'm spunked up.
Leaving that alone.
That's how I like them.
Let's jump right into our bidding war, get this mess over with. I'm going to go ahead
Please.
And start this week with something that we actually tried many, many moons ago in a pilot for the show, but it was lost to the nether. We're going to try who can name the most Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Oh, I hear Omar sitting up.
I'm not going to do it this time.
Do I have to count them on my fingers? If I say too many and then I can't name that many, am I like ejected immediately on principle?
Not so much ejected as we're just going to point and laugh at you.
Yeah, but I came into it prepared for that. I don't know. I think if I really pushed it, I could probably name like 15. But then like the ones with like Dolph Lundgren, where he's a Russian federal agent that I get confused, where
You're
Arnold
giving it
federal
away.
I'm going to go with 15, and
15.
I'll do my best.
That is an awesome opening bid. Dude. You have balls.
I probably know 6.
That's a lie.
You have a way to beat 15?
Oh, good gravy. I'm thinking an honest 9.
Ooh, Graz, you can one up your boyfriend there, right?
Oh, God, no.
I'm sorry,
not
your
a chance.
Fiance.
Every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie she's seen is in my presence, so if she knows them, I know them too.
Omar, yeah. I know that you've got the skills when it comes to your Arnold.
My Arnold, yes. But no, I'm gonna let Dave do it.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. Tell me, who is your daddy and what does he do?
All right, so we'll start out with Kindergarten Cop. All right, now I'm going to count on my fingers like my mama taught me. Kindergarten Cop.
It's not the Tuma.
Hercules. Pumping Iron. Conan the Barbarian. Conan the Destroyer. Red Sonja, Total Recall, Commando, Running Man, Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Predator, Red Heat. See, that's the one. Is that Dolph Lundgren or is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? I can't remember. Twins.
No, that's Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Twins. Raw Deal. What else? Jingle All the Way. Eraser. The Sixth Day.
Wow.
There's more. Oh, it's all locked up in this noodle here. I don't know.
Is that 15?
Can I not count, or was that more than 15?
It was more than 15, but after I used both my hands, I lost my concentration. No, there's definitely so many more. I bet I'm like leaving out some really obvious ones too.
Last Action
Batman
Hero.
Robin.
Oh yeah, Batman Last Action Hero. Hero. Bats.
True Lies.
The Expendables. Junior.
The other like 5 Terminators.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. See, I did my best. I mean, I broke 15. So
you did awesome, but did you say Commando?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You almost broke my heart there for a second.
Have faith.
Let off some steam.
David Riley opening the gate and coming out at a fast trot. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Dave.
I can't believe I did as well as I did. I'm shaking and peeing over here. I'm so nervous.
Let's see if you can keep it up then. Let's do our rank and file game here. I've got the Anime Info's top 200 greatest anime list.
Oh god. That's like animeinfo.com?
Indeed, is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I assumed it was Anime Info, like you so go there
gonna
for be info. Like,
it's going to be
you're
like
gonna, you're going to have to take
shit.
The top 5. You're going to have to take out the top 5.
So let's give each person one crack at it, see how close they can get to guessing the number one ranking anime that's on this list. I honestly don't know how the list was generated. I have a suspicion that it's probably voted by them.
Cool. Who's starting?
Anyone. Yell it out.
I'll go with Akira.
Wait, so it's the number one. You're just going for number one?
You're trying to hit number one, but whoever gets highest on the list wins.
There are a lot of prepubescent people who watch anime, and I'm pretty sure they like the Naruto.
Well, just based on the first guess, Akira, you can pretty much tell that the list is skewed because Akira only ranks in at 96.
Yeah, that's
the list.
Good. Great.
There's one
that's
guess
because
from
the
that
internet
era.
Is wrong.
I don't know. There's one guess from that era that could possibly be at the top, and I'm going to go with that against my better judgment and say Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball is 189. So
oh, good lord. Oh, it's going to be like some Death Note shit.
looking at the list, I think you might be pleasantly surprised with number one.
So not Naruto's way.
Oh, hearing.
Naruto.
Naruto, actually, really low on the list, 171.
Oh, man.
Nice.
What do the kids watch these days?
Evangelion? Evangelion? However you pronounce it in English?
Number 17.
Wow.
He's
so you
the
did
best.
Guess the highest ranking one. Good job. But
and Bebop?
Let's see. Bebop is way up there, of course. It's number 5.
Ah.
Yeah. Dave, when I get to number 6, you're going to have an apoplectic fit. But number 1... Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh, wow.
That's
number 2,
really?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Nobody, Full Metal Alchemist is a safe bet. Nobody remembers Rurouni Kenshin. Who is voting on this thing?
Number 3, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this. I'm just going to mangle it. Kimi ga Nozumu In.
I don't even know what that is.
Nope.
4, Full Moon wo Sagashite.
Mm.
Sounds like Sekashite.
I've heard of that. I'm out of the game, fellas.
Wow. Left me behind long ago.
Where's Fist of the North Star?
6 is, I think this is your favorite anime ever, Elfen Lied.
Oh.
Oh, good God.
No, that surprises me. Like, the only one I buy in those top rankings is Full Metal Alchemist. I guess Bebop, but that surprises me that.
So many people would still be voting for that.
Yeah. And rounding out the top 10 is Hakaru no Go, Berserk, One Piece, and Gundam Seed.
Huh.
Wow, yeah, some of those really surprised me. One Piece, totally. Hikaru no Go, is that, like, really popular in America?
I've never seen anybody watch it, but I'm not really super into anime. It's usually something that I'll watch to fill time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Where's Fist of the North Star? Does it even place?
Son of a bitch, it doesn't place.
Wow.
I've seen Chuck Norris all over again.
Well, let's leave that travesty behind. We'll leave Anime Info to their own little twisted cesspool. But let's go to the hot seat, because we chose these categories before we started, so perhaps we'll be a little happier with those. Gratz, you want to start?
I can.
I've got you at the top of the list because you chose Tolkien, which is one of the oldest categories that's been on our list forever, but nobody's ever brave enough to choose it.
Everyone's kicking that can down the road.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it, I got to be honest, but I had to pick it.
Well, I think you'll do pretty well, because even though it's not about The Lord of the Rings, it is about J.R.R. Tolkien. If you logic through, you'll be able to power past pretty quick.
All right, I shall do my best.
Question number one, then. J.R.R. Tolkien hated this movie studio so much that he forbade it from ever using his material, and instead sold all merchandising, film, and stage rights to United Artists.
Huh.
And you've probably seen the really cruddy animated United Artists production that they did.
Oh, Dave loves that shit.
The Hobbit?
Yeah,
like
the Hobbit.
The animated Hobbit?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the animated Hobbit.
With the rotoscope dancing people?
Yeah, man.
That.
Oh, man, I used to love those songs.
Be honest, though, do you love it for nostalgia or do you love it because it's good?
Oh, no, we watched it like maybe... maybe two years ago, maybe 3 years ago, right when me and Grot started dating, because she's so into Lord of the Rings. I was like, we got to watch the animated Hobbit. Like, I watched this so much when I was a kid. Like, I would be homesick and watch it like 3 times in a row. I still like it. I still really like those songs.
You still regularly sing those songs.
They're good songs.
Sorry, that's your film for like wooing women into your lair?
No, that was Die Hard.
The ladies' man has his like shag bed.
Hobbit came way later.
Once they were entrapped in your lair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna have to straight guess on this. I have no idea. I mean, Universal Studios.
No, sorry. Tolkien hated Disney. He said Disney can never use his material at all for anything.
That makes more sense. When you tried to give me a clue there, and I just steered clear of it. But yep.
No worries. We don't keep points for that exact reason. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Can you scratch off 2 points next to her name?
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Hold on. Right. Here we go.
My Tolkien.
Question number 2. Tolkien is an anglicized word meaning foolhardy in this language. Tolkien.
Oh, man. I don't know. Anglicized word in German?
Yes. Good job.
Nice.
You can give her those 2 points back, Kev.
Yeah, well done, yeah.
Question number 3. Among family and friends, Tolkien was always called by this middle name.
Oh, my God.
Rusty.
If I don't get this right, I'm going to have to probably kill
Justin it. Rusty Venture Tolkien.
Rolando.
Roberto.
Rule? Roland?
Oh, you're so close. So close, as a matter of fact, that you've anagrammed it. It's not Roland, it's... Ronald,
damn it.
No worries. Question number 4. Tolkien served as a battalion signaling officer during this war.
World War I.
Yes, ma'am. And the question number 5, the final one in this category. Tolkien modeled his elven language on what existing Scandinavian language?
Finnish.
Yes. Very
really?
Nice.
Finish that was him. A straight guess.
Well, you could narrow it down to 3 pretty easily.
Yeah,
right?
Well, exactly.
Awesome. Very, very nice. Dave, sir, it's up to you to see if you can best the score that your beautiful fiance right
I
there.
I think I can.
Oh, that was shameful.
I think that you might be able to, especially because I've given you a special category I did not let you choose. You usually, just so our listeners know, we get to choose our own categories from the list at the very beginning. And I assigned David a category because he's going with Total Recall.
But let's be honest, you assigned it to me because you knew in your heart that if it was offered, I would have no other option than to accept.
That's right. I just didn't want you to pick anything else first. Question number 1. You know what would be really funny? Is if you don't get any of these right.
I would cry. Very sensitive.
I would just make a website called www.watchdavecry.com.
Too late, I already registered it. I put a big picture of your ugly face on it.
Wow. Question number 1. This actor was signed to play Quaid when the movie started production in Australia under a different director. But then Arnold stepped in, bought the script after that production went bankrupt, and he starred instead.
Oh, God, I think I actually know this.
Yeah, you can. Just imagine it in your mind. Who could possibly replace the Arnold?
From that time period?
In my mind, there's only one man.
Is it Stallone?
Oh, no. Try again, though.
Bruce Willis?
Try again.
Dolph Lundgren? Shit, I don't know.
Patrick Swayze, dude. It was Patrick
Swayze.
Oh,
my. I would never guess that in a million years.
I was thinking Kurt Russell.
I was thinking Kurt Russell as well.
Oh, that would have been great. I would like an alternate history Total Recall starring Kurt Russell.
IMDb said that Christopher Reeve was actually offered the role first, but he turned it down.
What?
So Superman could have been Quaid.
Man. Could have taken it in a different direction, but I like it.
And then Jeff Bridges, Matthew Broderick, and Richard Dreyfuss were all considered for the role, too.
Oh, my God.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Wow. Yeah.
Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller.
At least Matthew Broderick is not old as dust. I mean,
I like the Richard Dreyfuss idea. I think that could have done good things.
So they like saw him in Jaws, and they were like, "Oh, you're the perfect fit for our outer space action hero.
We're gonna need a bigger Mars." Question number 2: Are you a Star Trek fan at all?
Yeah.
Awesome. This Star Trek Voyager actor provided the voice and face model for Johnny Cash.
Come on, you can't. When you can't say Star Trek fan and then come back with Voyager. I don't.
Well, at least this guy was the best thing in Voyager.
What was the end of the question? I got blindsided by the age of talking about Voyager.
You have to remember that Jason likes things that suck.
I mean,
so
listen.
Of course he's going to like Voyager.
Deep Space Nine is my favorite Star Trek, so I'm not trying to throw any stones.
We're going to have a fight then, because TNG is clearly where it's at, sir.
Yeah, I never got too into
it. I'm on David's side with this one.
It's good, but Deep Space Nine is where my heart lies.
This Star Trek Voyager actor provided the voice and face model for Johnny Cab.
Oh, well, I mean, I know obviously who it is, but I don't know the guy's name. The emergency doctor.
Yeah, the emergency hologram. Cab, do you know this one?
Picardo, is it?
Yeah, Robert Picardo.
He was in Deep Space Nine.
He's been in, like, everything.
He was in Deep Space Nine as the guy they studied to make the emergency doctor.
That I? Huh.
Question number 3. How many children does Benny repeatedly claim to he has to feed?
9. Oh, lower. No. Is it 8?
Lower.
7. Oh, it's 7. Listen to the audio track when you're editing this. You hear me go, I cut it at the last second. But
sorry,
wait, at what point
starts
he says
with an F.
So 5? No, he kicks it up at some point.
He doesn't. That's how Quaid figures out that he's lying.
But that doesn't count. Man, I'm bad at this. I told you. I'm not I don't got an eye for the details. Ask me who did Michael Ironside shoot on an escalator?
See, this is what we do when we play trivia and we lose. We just name all the other random facts we know about the same subject to make ourselves feel better. It's really
just to save some face.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. It just ends up like making you look desperate.
Question number 4. Most of the movie was filmed in this country to reduce filming costs, but most of the cast and crew became violently ill with food poisoning while they were there.
It's Mexico, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I was leaning towards Venezuela, but I think that's just because of Commando, where they go to the fake country that starts with a V.
I think that was Vuvuzela.
No. I think it was Valverde. See, I know that.
I wouldn't have, though. So you've got the drop on me when it comes to Commando. Question number 5. What neurological reaction do the recall doctors say Quaid suffers when he starts hulking out? You can do it.
Blank. Schizoid embolism?
Yes.
Wow.
Put it together. Nice. You've got a tough act to follow there, then, Omar, with Jason's
Not
favorite
really.
Movies.
So I got one right?
No, they watch a pro at work. All right. Fail this and tank this to the ground.
I'm going to lean back and just learn from the master.
Omar always fails this category. That's why it's so funny that he keeps on choosing it.
You have the worst taste ever, man.
We'll see. Question number 1, and we're doing these in quote form, by the way, because I know that you love it.
Great.
First movie quote is, "There is no ocean, John. There's nothing beyond the city. The only place home exists is in your head."
Oh, I know this one.
It's a good film.
Yeah, I know it from the John part.
Because John is a very easily identifiable name.
No, don't remember.
Kev?
Just went for Dark City?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That is a fantastic
film. Sutherland, come on, dude.
Yes, Kiefer Sutherland is that evil doctor guy. Looks really good.
But he was doing that weird voice the entire time.
Yeah, it's like he could never catch his breath.
Yeah.
I always just interpret it as sort of like an Igor affectation.
Yeah. Channeling Peter Lorre.
Yeah, it was excellent, though. The bad guys, they were like, they couldn't take water or light, and because they were dead, weren't they? So like, those are the two things that decompose people.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, wow, yeah. This is way outside of my league.
Yeah, me too.
Question number 2. Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know that I'm training to be a cage fighter.
It's Napoleon Dynamite?
It is. Very good. I couldn't come up with a quote from that movie that hadn't been done to death in the pop culture.
Well, just to clarify, the movie sucks either way.
Oh, that's hateful. I just
remember
Napoleon. Napoleon.
Napoleon.
I caught you a delicious bass.
It's a pretty good impression.
Question number 3. Okay, let's dig up all the major art auctions of the last 5 years and see who's been bidding on Monet's.
Is that a Sean Connery movie?
No, it is not.
No, I don't know what it is then.
but I think I know where you're heading with that. You were thinking it might be Entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Nope, I have no idea.
No idea.
It was said by Dennis Leary.
I think the only Dennis Leary movie I've seen is the one where he's a crook and he traps people for Christmas in their house.
Oh, the Ref.
You didn't see Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He was the leader
of the underground.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not this, and I'm starting to doubt myself. It might not have been Dennis Leary, it might have been Rene Russo.
I still don't know it. I know it's probably going to suck, but I don't know what it is.
It also has Pierce Brosnan in it.
Oh. Okay, it definitely sucks then.
Oh. Is it...
Can I guess?
You can.
Is it the Thomas Crown Affair?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, man, that's the first thing I saw. I've never even seen that movie.
Oh, you need to. It's so good.
I doubt that. I'm sorry. I'm starting to side with Omar.
Thank you.
It's not a bad remake, actually. It's pretty good.
I'm shutting you all off. Question number 4. Doc, once you've been driven off a bridge at 80 miles an hour, somehow you don't invite happiness in without a full body search.
I would have guessed Back to the Future.
Just because of Doc, on the strength of Doc?
And the 80 miles an hour.
Well, that would have had to have been 88. Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clue. The scene of the car going off the bridge was prominently played in all of the trailers for the movie.
Yeah, that's like 99% of all action movie trailers.
Starred Cameron Diaz.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
Starred Kurt Russell.
Ghost. No, that's Kevin Spacey.
Starred Tom Cruise.
Oh, dude, please tell me it's Mission Impossible.
And no, Penelope Cruz. Son.
It's Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. That movie sucked, dude. Watch the original one. Out of Los Ojos. That one's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Omar, do you have a goatee?
I actually have a full beard.
So you're like the mirror universe me? If you were to beam aboard the Enterprise, you'd be all like evil and stuff and trying to take over. And I'd be like,
dude,
no.
You're the evil one, man. I mean, this is coming from someone that thinks that James Bond movies are good when Pierce Brosnan stars in it.
I'm sorry, but GoldenEye is the best of the James Bond movies.
Oh, dude looks constantly constipated, dude.
Question number 5. My $2,000 ceramic Vector my mother got me as a special gift. You threw it in the lake next to the car. What happens when they drag the lake? You think they'll find my pistol?
See, this sounds familiar. No.
Val Kilmer said it.
Oh, dude, Val Kilmer, another actor. Name a good movie that Val Kilmer's been in.
Top Gun.
The Saint.
No.
The Saint.
Batman, no.
I would name one, but I
Red
think it's this
planet.
One.
Damn, I'm just really glad I didn't pick this category.
No, go ahead.
Val Kilmer said it to Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Kev, you can do it, man.
Oh, yes, I can. It has a long name, very long name.
No, not really. For
but except it's short. Oh, it's by that guy though who did like
that other thing?
Action comedies.
Yeah, with
action...
that girl.
Yeah, with the girls. Lots of models and Hollywood and what is it?
Kiss Kiss Bang
Kiss,
Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Yeah.
It's a good movie. It really is.
It's underrated totally.
Okay, well, Omar.
No, it's not underrated. It's bad.
You did get one question right in that category, so you've set a new all-time record for yourself. I'm very proud of you.
Yes.
And Kev, that brings you up to finish us off in the hot seat. You chose one that's a little bit of a nonconformist category, though. You took the video game alphabet challenge.
Finish him.
And this one, the way that it's going to work is you need to work your way through the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on and so forth, but name a video game title that starts with each letter.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah, hit A. Come on, you can do it. As fast as you can. Let's click them.
Okay, I think I can do this. All right, A, Another World.
Good.
Also known as Out of This World. B, Bruce Lee, Commodore 64, two players. Excellent. Contra, Day of Defeat. Gecko the Dolphin.
Good.
Forbidden Forest. One of my favorite Commodore 64 games of all time.
You didn't even take the easy FIFA way out?
No, Forbidden Forest, my friend.
Final Fantasy?
No, Forbidden Forest. Gun, the Cowboys and Indians one. Like Grand Theft Auto. Oh,
well, there's
another one.
Video
Grand
game
Theft Auto.
That's just called Gun.
It's just called Gun, and it's really, really good. And I never heard of it until like the Indians complained about the way the Indians are portrayed in the game. And
yeah,
then
we call them Native Americans.
Native
now.
Americans. Okay. In the game, they're called a lot of things actually, which is why they got upset.
The Associated Press says that Native Americans is not true, since they were not native to North America. Please use American Indians.
Okay. Well, anyhow, the game got a lot of publicity because they complained about the way they were portrayed, and that's when I heard about it. Anyhow, Hard Hat Mac, another Commodore 64 classic.
Dude, now you're making stuff up.
No, seriously, Google this, man. Hard Hat Mac. This is, you can see my history here. It's all Commodore 64 and PC and a little bit of NES.
Those are the most advanced machines in Canada, right?
It's right.
Do they run off of maple syrup generators?
Okay,
delicious.
Icarus, Kid. No. No. Ikari Warriors.
Okay.
Ikari Warriors.
There you go.
Jumpman Jr. or Jumpman.
Wow. Casting it way back to the Mario days, right? Before he was
Mario? It was on the Commodore 64. It was actually called Jumpman Jr. Jumpman Jr. Night Games. How about that? That was back when they had like caveman games and summer games and winter games. There was a night games. You can Google it. Last Ninja. Another Commodore 64 classic.
Dude.
Last Ninja. Mirror's Edge.
For the Commodore 64, right? It was the first.
Yeah. Narc. That was like one of those like photo games. It was like little photo characters running around the place. Outrun.
Good.
Pac-Man, of course. Qbert, of course.
Oh, nice.
Rolling Thunder.
River Raid, you mean?
You know what was good about River Raid? Diverge. It was like you would shoot and then your bullet would appear until it like went off the screen or hit something. So if you were close to a wall, you could shoot like 100 times a second. But if you were like on the other end of the screen, it would only... Okay, you can edit that part out. Anyhow.
That's like every game. Mega Man.
You know what was even better about River Raid? Is that you
What's
could
that?
Shoot and then you could swerve around the screen and your bullet would also swerve?
Oh, like combat.
Yeah, you could
combat
shoot around corners.
That was the best part of combat, was like the trick shots.
Well, that's one of the game modes of combat.
Yes. Hey, well done, Omar, the Atari genius. Okay, QRS Super Mario Brothers to Transformers. I've definitely played some Transformers games in my day. Ultima V. Oh, this one's a pig.
I've already thought of one.
Oh, there's a game called
like 50.
There's a game called 6 Vs.
That begins with an S.
No. He's saying V, 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 V,
yeah,
V.
Yeah,
no.
That's right. Yeah, are you backing me up here, David?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Oh, Interstate 76 as well had another game spinoff called Vigilante 8. How's that?
Okay.
Interstate 76, by the way, one of my all-time favorites and best soundtrack of all time. Way of the Exploding Fist, bringing it back to the Commodore. All my homeboys out there. XCOM, how's that?
Good.
Nice.
Why? Oh, Jar's Revenge.
Yes.
And the Zaxxon, ColecoVision. For my homeboys playing the ColecoVision, the Zaxxon.
Very nice. Don't you mention Zaxxon in my presence.
What's the matter with the Zaxxon?
Oh, all those games. Zaxxon. What was the one where you were a helicopter going straight up?
Choplifter?
No. Sorry, when I say like vertical scrolling. Xevious?
I liked Zaxxon though. That was like weird isometric kind of.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know what? I got it confused with. That was the one with like the different heights of walls you'd
That's
have to
right.
go over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that game was pretty good.
Sometimes though, there was like a wall that was like there's a little hole like 3/4 of the way up, and you had to get it perfectly, or you would instantly die. That was pretty tough. Those were days when men were men. And you played video games, and they were unforgiving. None of this health bar, none of this crouch behind something, and then you'll get better. You manned up or you died.
None of this no spending $15 in quarters at the arcade just to maybe see the end.
I'm going to admit that category did not go where I thought it was going to go. So maybe next time I'm going to have to add like a holds barred version of the game. We stipulate that there's nothing after 1960 or nothing before 1964 Uh-oh. Can be used.
that pretty much obsoletes anything that's available in Canada.
I don't think video games would technically exist for another like 12 years.
You want to go...
All right, well, let's go ahead and transition back into movies here. We're going to play IMDb Bingo. What do you guys think? Good idea?
Yes.
I think you have to explain it for our new guests.
Yeah, I already forgot what that
yeah.
was.
That's because he never said what it was.
Oh, right. said you were going to explain it.
What it is I'm on an IMDb page right now for a movie that was made in 2006, and I'm going to start at the bottom of the cast list, and I'm going to choose some names, and I'm going to gradually get higher on the cast list until we give it away here, but we're going to see who we, can name the movie first. So when you know it, shout it out. So starting toward the bottom-ish, we had Chuck Church, Kelvin Yu, Jonah Hill, Nick Swardson, Doris Roberts, Kevin Nealon, Joel Moore, Shirley Knight, Shirley Jones, Peter Dante, Alan Covert, he's second billed, top billed Linda Carlini.
I get no idea.
Wow.
Dude, I just know Kevin Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I knew as well.
Yeah, I mean, I recognize that guy's name, but I don't know who he is.
It's a dude? I thought it was a girl.
I just love hearing Jason get like more and more expectant. Like, you know, as he says the name, he's like, Jonah Hill? You're like, I don't know.
Let's see, you got Jonah Hill, Nick Swardson, Kevin Nealon, Joel Moore. They're all comedians.
Who's Jonah Hill again?
He's the tubby guy that's in all the Judd Apatow movies. And he was the weird waiter in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
This is not Pineapple Express, is it?
No, it's not. You got to go back a little bit further to 2006. Or turn on TBS right now. It's probably on.
That's definitely a stoner
That's
movie,
a
right?
Good sign.
It is a stoner movie. And if you have ever watched a Adam Sandler movie, you've probably seen Alan Covert and just didn't know that that's who he was.
I think you're going to have to sell us out here, Jason.
Has anybody seen Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's a stoner comedy. It's about this guy who he lives with his grandma for a little while because he gets kicked out of his apartment by his girlfriend.
He's a video game dude, right?
Yeah, he's a video game tester. And,
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember seeing that poster now.
Alan Covert was Adam Sandler's buddy in, what was the one with the little kid?
Little Nicky?
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy, yeah. He was in Little Nicky. He was one of the weirdo friends in that, too. Never mind. I'm done. Let's try another one. You'll get this one a lot faster, I hope. All right. This one's from 1994. It stars Joe Mantegna, Michael Richards, David Arquette, Ernie Hudson.
UHF?
You're really close. Judd Nelson.
Ghostbusters 2?
Michael McKean. Chris Farley.
Black Sheep.
Adam Sandler. Steve Buscemi.
The Revenge.
Top build is Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, and Adam Sandler are all in Metal Gear. They're not Metal Gear.
Airheads. Airheads. Fuck.
Just in there.
Man, I thought you'd have it. Yeah, Chris Farley was in that movie. I think he was... he was like an FBI guy, I think. I haven't watched it in a while, but
Ernie Hudson,
I actually remember
that?
The song from the movie.
Okay, let's do one more.
Do one that will, you know, sound pretty clever at.
Okay, this one is from 2005. It stars Thomas Lennon, John Malkovich, Stephen Fry, Helen Mirren, Alan Rickman. That's Hans.
Damn.
Hans Gruber. Warwick Davis.
The Harry Potter.
No, Bill Nighy.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Love
Actually.
Thank you.
Still not it.
Oh, oh. Man.
Zoe Deschanel.
Hmm.
Sam Rockwell.
Damn. What is this movie?
Who isn't in this film?
Here should be the giveaway. Ready? Most deaf.
Oh, wait.
What?
Is it The Italian Job?
No.
That's the only movie he's been in.
And Martin Freeman as Arthur Dent.
Oh.
Oh. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I didn't remember Helen Mirren being in that.
She did a voice. Oh. I think she was one of the computers or something like that. But anyway, really good job on the bingo there, guys.
Oh, rubbish.
Thanks, dude.
We clearly know our stuff.
Well, we're going to invite you back for next week if you're willing and able. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Next week is right now.
Yeah, just in case.
Breaking our top secrets.
Sorry, she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
So we'll see you all next week. Not now. Bye.